How did you get the inspiration for doing How Are You Traveling?
Well, full disclosure, Susan's my wife. She's been a Sykes on Bikes rider for many years and done many missions around, up, down, around, across Australia. And, I'm not a motorbike rider myself. I've always been, intrigued by the missions. And during COVID, they came up with this crazy idea that they were going to travel around Australia, which I thought was pretty ambitious considering we couldn't travel 5Ks from our home at the time. And so Susan came to me and said, "This, what do you think? This would be a great documentary." And so when I got in touch with Dr. Joe Dunn, who's the founder of Sykes on Bikes, and we had a chat, and we just started having a conversation about the possibilities of filming this epic trip around Australia. And next thing we know, I've teamed up with a colleague, Jerome Pelletier from Stepping Stone Films, and we've jumped on a plane and we're heading to Mount Isa and heading into the outback, following these guys on this crazy trip around Australia. And that was kind of that's the short story.
Susan, how did you get involved? I mean, I know you're a long-term motorbike rider, but bringing mental health and physical health into the equation of taking a journey around Australia is not everybody's cup of tea. So tell me about how that comes about.
I guess to take a step back to Sykes on Bikes and how that came about to start with is, I guess Joe Dunn saw the opportunity to combine his passion for motorbike riding with actually also using his clinical skills as a psychiatrist. And for all of us who join Sykes on Bikes, it's the same kind of thing. It's the opportunity to, first of all, have a bit of self-care of our own mental health by riding motorbikes and having that time out and looking after ourselves, being with colleagues with like-minded thinking, and there's that instant default rapport that takes place, and then being able to bring those skills somehow to the community. We've always recognized that riding motorbikes is a conduit to talking to men, and going to where the people are. And when people, especially blokes, don't want to go into a clinic and go to see a mental health professional, it's a lot easier when you're in their community and their environment and standing around the motorbike having a gas. One of my colleagues on the documentary, he says, "First and foremost, I'm a motorbike rider, and then I happen to work in mental health." So it's just a great opportunity to break down those barriers.
Oh yeah, and have fun while you're doing it. But Craig, as a filmmaker, actually, this is looking at Australia. It's a pretty wild terrain, and as a filmmaker, you obviously had a small crew, but plotting it and working out the practicalities of it must have been quite a challenge.
Yeah, look, when we first looked at it, it was, it was like, yeah, we'll just jump on in a car and follow these guys around and film the fly on the wall journeys. But they were really not long in these locations that hit with. So we did a lot of preparation and talking to people that where we were going to the different destinations and trying to set up stories that. So when we arrived, we knew that we had things to do and we had a plan. But that didn't always work out, and there's all those things that you can never plan that just popped out of nowhere that you kind of have to be in the moment for. So we had to be really fleet-footed and hit the ground running. I remember one time we got to a cattle station and we said, "Right, we've got to find some people to talk to about and their mental health." And there's only so much you can sort of extract from people when you've got a camera on your shoulder. So you've got to build that trust first. So that was the challenging part, was to actually like really figure out, well, what are the stories here and how do we build trust quickly with the people that we're meeting? And we were very lucky because that's exactly what Sykes on Bikes do. They break, their motorbikes, they arrive into these remote communities on, their shiny metal motorbikes, roar up, and they get off, and they're the icebreakers, and they start chatting to people, and they really, the mental health professionals, so they're really great at making people feel comfortable and disarming them, and eventually lead to these chats about what's going on for them. How are you traveling? And so, they made my job as a producer, director, a lot easier because they were doing all of that work to sort of unpack people's stories. So, Yeah, that certainly helped in the making of the documentary.
There are some pretty amazing characters that you come across, and that's part of the attraction of this journey, because we're going into unusual environments, but also we're discovering all the people that actually live in far distant places in Australia, where most people don't normally go. So that's pretty exciting, actually. You must have found it extremely interesting as a filmmaker.
It really was. I mean, there's a lot of great things. You know, you've got an epic road trip. You've got these scenes of the outback, which are, you know, we're really, you know, we're going to these remote cattle stations, and these people are living and working on them. You feel like you're, you know, like you're in a different country suddenly. You feel like you're in Texas or something. And they're so, you know, the barren and harsh conditions, and these people are dealing with, you know, life that we don't, you know, as city people, yeah, it's very, very different. And so it was great just to turn up and see these people living as they were, and then actually get to talk to them about, you know, what's going on for them. Yeah, so there's a lot of great elements to the story. You know, you've got motorbikes, outback adventure, and you've got a heart to the story about, you know, mental health, and with, you know, the Sykes on Bikes are a conduit to telling those stories and people's stories in the outback. So from a documentary point of view, there's a lot of excellent elements for filmmaking in there.
I just find it quite humbling in many ways, because in the city we think that the world and Australia revolves around us, whether that's Melbourne or Sydney or wherever. And one of my reflections when I was on this big trip was realizing how big Australia is and how much more to Australia there is than us. And in fact, we're a tiny little part of Australia. And like Craig said, it's like another world out there. It's so different to what we're used to in the city that it's just incredible. And from my point of view, I think the doco really captures that in a really beautiful way, even from a scenery environmental point of view.
I also was taken by the seriousness of the concern of Sykes on Bikes for the mental health of the people out there, and how much more there needs to be done to support people who live in remote communities.
Absolutely. And I mean, as the documentary travels, it kind of, you hear Joe talking about where it's better resourced in some areas, and when other areas there's just no access to mental health support. And what's the solution to that? How can we resolve that? What the doco highlights is the need. Yeah.
So many elements of this Are You Travelling is fascinating. I know that you were hoping, Craig, that it would be actually a series, and it could easily be a compelling documentary series. I mean, I know that it's at Melbourne Documentary Film Festival, and we've only seen half of Australia. So people, you got to the Northern Territory, and then you're going down to Western Australia, and we missed that bit. And I thought, oh dear, we didn't get to see the end.
That's why we need a series. yeah, well, look, the whole point of what we did was to actually produce a pilot. So initially, we didn't really set out to make a feature documentary. But of course, it became, kind of took on a life of its own. And so, yeah, so it really was a chance to really kind of demonstrate whether this would be translate into an ongoing series. And, you know, my hope is that this is going to be a catalyst to, you know, have this developed into an ongoing series, a bit like Backroads on the ABC, similar kind of format, but with a mental health kind of backbone to it. And you know, it's about human stories, people stories, you know, which we all want to connect to, and mental health is something that is relevant to all of us, you know. And that's my hope, is that these programs, the documentary at least, is going about starting conversations for people's own mental health. And you know, that's what Sykes on Bikes do. They go into these remote communities, and it's about starting a conversation about people's mental health and how they're going, and hence the name of the show, How Are You Traveling? And so, you know, I'm hoping that people are going to start their own conversations, and it's going to sort of catalyze people talking about their own mental health.
Well, the shoot went for a particular time because that was the length of the journey. But how about the post-production? Was how difficult was that?
It was actually a lot of fun because it was like unpacking, like a million piece jigsaw puzzle and trying to make sense of the journey and give it a backbone, which was a sense of that adventure, that epic road trip, but also capture the real serious story behind all the narrative around mental health and people's stories. So it was an interweaving of those sort of elements. And because we were doing a fly on the wall combined with well-produced, research story that we were able to kind of introduce through the journey, it was a really enjoyable process of actually kind of stitching together the kind of journey and story that happened. So for me, I really enjoyed the process of putting that together, and because I actually did all the editing and the writing for it, and so put my hand to a lot of things on that shooting. And but I did have the help of a colleague, Jerome, who was amazing, did an incredible job of shooting it, and he did all the drone work and putting GoPros everywhere, and so yeah, for a shoestring budget, I think it has a pretty excellent look about it and a good feel, and people are really giving us good feedback. So yeah, I'm really proud of it.
Yeah, I would be too, because it is. It does have really great production values. So you're happy that it's on at the Melbourne Documentary Film Festival?
Absolutely, this is our premiere. So quick little advert, everyone, get onto the website at Nova and buy your tickets and come along and see
Yeah.
it.
So thanks for talking to me this morning.
You're absolutely welcome.
Thank you.